Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the subject is a film based on an autobiographical graphic novel, and it's called
Diary of a Teenage Girl, which I found to be a mixed bag. It's about a 15-year-old girl who has a sexual awakening by her mother's boyfriend.
Yes, this is either a coming-of-age story or a profile of pedophilia,
yes,
or both. I thought that this young actress, Belle Pally, who played the lead, was terrific. She gives a very strong performance. And you know what? This is off-putting material.
Yes,
so
it
if
is.
You're not up for a story about underage sex, then this is definitely not for you. However, it is very insightful, and it's a true story.
There's good and bad about this film. The good part is that Belle's acting was spot on. She gave the facial expressions and body language and rebellious attitude and wisdom as she gained her maturity. But the downside is you are looking at a child, a 15-year-old,
right, mm-hmm,
who has been sexually abused by her mother's boyfriend.
Right. There are some stylish directorial touches with this film, particularly in the way that they use animation to show her graphic novel as she's writing it and telling her autobiographical story. In that respect, I thought it was very stylishly done. And all of the cast members give, I think, terrific performances. It's just a matter of whether or not this is a subject matter that you can relate to.
Well, I think there are unfortunately a number of people who will be able to relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet people who haven't experienced that may find it to be normalizing. Oh, well, what's the big deal about sex with your mother's boyfriend? I thought the cartoons reminded me of Robert Crumb.
I think it's a very smart but unsettling film. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.